Preface.
By R. R. Rajmani. The Lord's leading to Jehovah Shammah. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. If this is so in the case of an individual believer, how much more is this true of an assembly of believers? With this burden in my heart, I began to pray, like Habakkuk. I said within myself, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say unto me. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk 2:2. In obedience to this command from the Lord, I make myself bold to put it in writing what was in my heart. During the year 1935-38, some of the Christians of Madras, including Brother R. P. Dorairaj, Brother Gopal Daniel and I, banded ourselves together for gospel work under the name of the Vepri Gospel League. In 1938, a disturbing report issued from London by the Archbishop of Canterbury was published in the Madras Mail, which denied certain scriptural doctrines. Many true believers in the denominational churches were shaken by this report. The Gospel League brothers helped to get a pamphlet printed against this report and they distributed it in churches, but they were chased out for doing so. Then a rift came in the Gospel League amongst the brothers themselves, as Brother Gopal Daniel began to preach and emphasize the gift of tongues, as the evidence of the Holy Spirit's filling. Brother R. P. Dorairaj and myself were very much discouraged by these two events and stopped attending any place of worship for about 6 months. During which time we cried unto the Lord to show us the way of truth. Brother Dorairaj had been a regular member of St. Paul's Church, Vepri, and even had his eldest child baptized, christened, with water brought from the River Jordan. The chief engineer of Madras Corporation under whom he was then working was a pious Mohammedan who brought him the water when he went for pilgrimage to Mecca and Medina. The report from the Archbishop of Canterbury denied the virgin birth of Jesus and his deity, Godhead. Further, it said that Jesus was a perfect human born through human agency, but was filled by Holy Spirit in the womb of his mother, like many other saints. Also, doubts were raised about the miracles done by Jesus Christ. Sermons were delivered accordingly by the pastors of the churches. Through dejection, I became sick with a skin disease until I realized that I should still be preaching the gospel whatever happened. Then I took my accordion and went into the streets for preaching alone, and at once I was healed of my sickness. My mother rebuked me for staying away from Lord's table for so long a time, but I could not bring myself to go but continued with much sadness and heaviness of heart. Then one day my mother said that a preacher had come to the Tamil Methodist Church for a campaign, so why should I not go there? So, one evening I went and stood on the edge of the crowd listening to the message. I was very much impressed with the last prayer of the preacher and decided to go again. I sensed something different there. This was in August 1938. The preacher was Brother Bhakt Singh and his main emphasis in those days was on prayer and doing all things through prayer alone. The meetings went on for 17 days in the morning at the chapel at Mukathal Street and in the evening at the Tamil Methodist Church. Then they had a Bible study retreat at Red Hills. About 120 people went to that retreat including myself and my brother R. P. Dorairaj. All night prayer was introduced there. Some of the brothers secretly laughed at the idea saying how could they be going on praying so long. But we prayed in the spirit with a burden all night till 6 a.m. After 17 days Brother Bhakt Singh left Madras. But the spirit till continued to brood over the city and the all-night prayer meetings continued to be held every Saturday night. Then we forgot the report from London and began preaching again. On Mondays we had prayer meetings in the Lutheran church at Thana Street and many were converted. One night when I was praying there a church official came and whispered in my ear, "The building is not on fire, brother, pray quietly, we are having a committee meeting in the next room." The Tucker Church in Broadway also cooperated with us in those days. I constructed a huge wayside pulpit for them, which displayed God's word outside the building. It is still there but cut down to half the size. All the denominations were helping us at that time. Then in 1938, a Bible study retreat was convened by Brother D. Samuel, editor, One by One Band, monthly magazine. Then in January 1940, Brother Bhakt Singh came again. We had a very long procession of witnessing just for one day. In 1940 August, he came again and stayed for 3 months, preaching in every church building with thousands gathering for every meeting. All-night prayer was a regular feature. The whole city of Madras began talking about this. The procession was a regular feature of the work on every Saturday, sometimes was half a mile long, singing and preaching as they went, everyone taking part with oneness. Miracles happened at that time. One leper was asked to give a 5-minute testimony in the meeting. He had treatment for leprosy before and the doctors had told him that there was no hope. He said, the week before he sat huddled up in a blanket in the corner of the church with leprosy all over the body. Then requested to be anointed and prayed for, and after prayer he was with no trace of leprosy. But the emphasis in our ministry was not on healing but on bringing sinners to repentance and giving the whole counsel of God. For 3 months the word of God was thundered from those pulpits, each sermon often lasting for 3 hours. Once in Tucker Church, the crowd could not get in through the doors, so Brother Bhakt Singh gave the word for the children to be seated in the sanctuary, in the choir stalls, etc. That was objected to and then was reported to the bishop. Brother Bhakt Singh challenged the church officials who ministered in the so-called sanctuary. Did they not smoke, drink and indulge in many other vices, and would that not defile the house of God more than these innocent angelic-like children sitting up there? For 2 weeks he preached there thundering the word of God. It helped us all to understand the word of God in its merit. Once on arriving in a church at Roypuram, he found them taking collection from the crowd. He refused to preach there, saying, "You are more anxious to get their money than heal their souls. I have no message for you." Then I began to open my eyes and see that there must be a separation from all this mixture which is against the word of God. In 1941, Brother Dorai Raj, Brother George T. Rajaratnam and I handed over our resignation from the membership of the denominational churches with which we had been so long associated. They wept, we wept too. But we had to serve God according to the revelation we had through His Word. Dear readers, I counsel you to read the book of biography under the title, Monsoon Daybreak, edited by Dr. Angus I. Kinner, for more truth, that led us to be separated from the dead traditions of the denominations and to serve Him according to His Word in life and in spirit. To go on with the traditions or to obey the Word of God was the question uppermost in our minds. We prepared ourselves to obey His Word only, whatever cost it demanded. Yours in His service, R. R. Rajmani.